Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed, the podcast all about health and self. Today we're talking about the wisdom to know the difference. So the Bible verse, I believe that it's in the Christian Bible, goes that God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Everyone knows this. Whether you knew it from the Bible or not, we've all heard it before. It's a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful idea. Whether you're religious or not, we all want that wisdom to know the difference, the wisdom to know what to do in different situations. Because at the end of the day, there are sometimes in life two or more answers to what we should do in a situation. And the simple answer is that there is no one set answer for these kinds of questions that apply to everyone and all situations. The only answer is that it depends. It depends on a lot of things. It depends on our experiences. It depends on our circumstances. It depends on our beliefs, our wants, our needs, and a myriad of other factors. Because the thing is, we can't know for sure the exact rule book to follow in every single situation. Each different situation, each different person you encounter, each different emotion or experience will require a different answer from you, a different choice. So, do you leap or do you stay? Do you argue or do you remain silent? Do you think or do you act? Do you learn or do you teach? Do you fight or do you flee? Do you accept or do you change? So there are times in life where you need to just accept what's going on. There's nothing you can do about it, or there's nothing that you should do about it. You should just allow it to be what it is. And that's a really hard thing to do. It takes a lot of strength to just accept things in your life. And I found for me, which is why I put it in the first chapter of my self-help book, You're As Mad As I Am, you can look for it on Amazon, is to accept. Because when we fight against things that we have little to no control over, we only cause ourselves further pain. For me, as soon as I accepted that I have social anxiety, I have sleeping problems, at the time when I said I have depression, when I accepted those things, I took the power away. Those things were chasing me. They were hurting me. They were beating me black and blue. And the more I said, no, you're not here. No, you don't exist. This isn't happening. This isn't happening. The more I fought against it, the worse it was. But when you accept it, you're not giving into it. You're just saying that I recognize that you're here. And when you've done that, you then can use tools and tricks and get help and, you know, figure out a way to feel better because you've accepted that you're in a certain situation or you're feeling a certain thing. You've accepted it. But when you don't accept it, then you're ignoring it. And therefore, it's going to yell and scream and claw at you to try and get your attention. But when I said to myself, I have anxiety, I was then able to look up ways to fix it or feel better and to cope. I was able to go and get therapy. I was able to get self-help books. I was able to tell my friends I have anxiety so that they could better understand me as well. Same with my family members. Fighting against things isn't the answer, not in every situation anyway. So one of the things that we need to learn is when to accept, what to accept. I think that in most situations, you'll need to accept something even before you take an action anyway. So accept whatever you're thinking of when I'm talking about this. Accept it and stop allowing it to have so much power over you. And then, of course, it takes so much courage to change things. If there's something in your life that you know isn't working, for me, obviously, I've had to face the fact that I need to make money, a steady income, whilst trying to realise my writing dream, whilst trying to become an author. It's not an easy thing to do. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not just about writing a good book. You need to, you know, perfect that book and get it out there. And it's not easy. It takes a long time. And so in the meantime, as an adult, as a responsible human being, I need to make money in order to survive, in order to give to my family and progress in life, you know, to enjoy my life in the in-between stages before I even get my publishing contract. So for me, I had to have courage to say that. I had to accept that information first, and then I had to have the courage to say, okay, so I need to find a job that I'll be happy enough in, that I'll have enough time and energy to be able to still do my writing. One that, you know, gives something to me, that makes me feel happy. I don't need to be, you know, in the perfect job, because there is no perfect job, but one that I just don't feel like I need to escape, right? And so it takes courage to step out into the world and do things that you necessarily wouldn't want to do. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do in order to do what you want to do later. So having the courage to make a change is hard. And the only person that can give it to you is you. And I find that doing new things, taking steps forwards, takes a lot of courage, yes, but it also gives you a lot of confidence, because you tell yourself that, you know what, I was scared to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. How great am I? And that's something that builds and builds the more you do it. That's what my confidence challenge was all about last year. Building confidence by taking scary steps, proving to yourself again and again that you are capable, that you know what you're doing. So how do we gain this wisdom to know the difference? The short answer is, I can't give that to you. The only ways that I know that you can know the wisdom to know the difference, whether to accept something or to change something, whether to leap or to stay, whether to think or to act, and whatever else the options are, the only way to know the difference is to trust yourself. So firstly, I believe in intuition. I believe in, you know, your inner guide, this voice inside of you. And the only way you can really truly hear that voice and trust that voice is to get to know it. And you get to know it by being quiet. So obviously people talk about meditation and yoga and those kinds of things, and I do them myself and I advocate for them, but I'm not going to force you to do it. You can get quiet in any way that you see fit, whichever way feels comfortable for you, but I do encourage you to get quiet. We live in a fast-paced world. We can distract ourselves so easily at the click of a button. We can pick up our phones and never have to think or do anything. We can just look at our phones and boom, our minds are distracted. But our minds need that period of quiet, that pause, that silence, that in-between stage of doing and thinking. And that's why people have been advocating for meditation, because it's so important in this day and age when we're all so busy and we're all so distracted. So if you can have time to be quiet, to think and contemplate on a certain thing, or to just try not to think of anything, or just sit in quiet for even 5 minutes, will go a long way to you finding that inner voice within you, to you connecting with your inner intuition. And then once you've connected with that, you'll be able to connect with it more often. You'll realize when something doesn't feel right, when there's a slight answer that you know is calling to you, something that's saying, you should do this, you should do this, or you should sit back, this isn't the right time, take a moment. You know, some people believe in God. You can do prayer and find your answers as well. That's kind of the same thing. But as long as you're quiet and you allow our answers to come to you, you will feel a lot better in trusting those answers later on. Another thing is to obviously journal. I haven't been journaling this year as much as last year, so that's very naughty. But it's a great way to know yourself, to know what you want, to know what you regularly keep thinking or feeling, right? It's a documentation of all that you are. And therefore, your journal is full of a plethora of information to help you know who you are, to know what you want, to know what the right answer is in any situation. The wisdom to know the difference is within those pages. It is informing who you are. I told my brother that I got a new job, and I told him how scared I was. And he said the thing that most people say, and that I said to myself as soon as I got it, that most things worth doing are scary. And that's the truth of it. So if there's a situation where there's a hard answer, that you even have a little bit of an idea that it's probably the right thing to do, but it's such a scary thing to do, that is the choice that you need to make. That is the one that you need to pick. For me, with my new job, I know that I could be walking into something that is completely out of my comfort zone, completely out of my depth, and I could fail. I could be really bad at it. I could be walking into the lion's den, as it were, and then what if I left, and what if I quit, what if I get fired, you know, all of these what ifs. But the end of the day, like, how great would it be if it actually works and it's actually good for me and I'm good at it, you know? The only way for me to know what is right and what is wrong is to do the thing and find out. And that is often the answer. If it comes between doing something scary or not doing that scary thing, I probably would say do the scary thing. Even if you fall flat on your face, at least you'll know that it was the wrong thing. But the thing is, you might fall flat on your face and still want to continue, because you'll start doing that thing and realize you love it. And even when it's hard, you'll realize you love it and you'll carry on. And that is beautiful. That is also a thing that happens to you. So why do we think so badly of failure? Why do we think that failure will cause the end of the world or the end of our lives? It won't. Yes, it'll hurt. We'll be embarrassed or angry or frustrated or disappointed or sad. But those emotions are temporary. We won't feel that way forever. We'll lick our wounds for a moment, but then dust ourselves off and try again, or dust ourselves off and try something else. It's really that simple. So if you want to know what the wisdom to know the difference means for me, it means that you should do the scary thing. It means that you should trust your intuition. It means that you should get to know yourself and what you want so that you can make more intentional, authentic, informed decisions. At the end of the day, when we remember that everything in life is temporary, making decisions becomes less scary. We realize that life isn't as hard as we often make it out to be. Things aren't as final as we often make them out to be. As long as it's not a literal life or death situation, then you will be okay no matter what happens. And that is a beautiful thing that I kept telling myself last year. It's not a case of everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be great, you know, the overly optimistic mindset. That's not the case. That's not going to help you. Instead, you need to know that you will be okay even if things go wrong. You will be okay even if you've made the wrong decision. You will be okay even if you fail. You will be okay even if you hate the thing that you're trying to do. You will be okay in the end, because you need to trust yourself to get through whatever happens. That is how you have the wisdom to know the difference between what you should do in any situation. So I kind of rambled a bit, guys. I'm sorry. I'm a rambly person. I have a lot of ideas. But I wanted to talk about the wisdom to know the difference, this prayer, this idea, because obviously I'm starting a new job and it's a bit scary. I'm unsure. It's a bit of a situation. And I'm obviously trying to tell myself that I'm going to be okay. And I know that all of us go through these situations where we're not sure what to do, or we know we've made a decision, but we're not sure how it's going to end up. And the thing is, wisdom comes from within. We can ask as many people as we like what we should do. What do you think I should do? How's this going to go? But no one can give us a real, true, hard and fast answer, because what is true for them will not necessarily be true for you. What they would do or should do is not necessarily true for you. And in no situation will every single thing be the same, because we're all different. We're all going to be feeling different things, going through different things at any walk in life, right? So what I do today, the decisions I make today, aren't going to be the same as the decisions that I make in 10 years. If I was going for a new job that I really didn't know I could do, I might think twice about it if I had children to take care of. At least in this situation, say I quit and I'm unemployed, I'll be okay because I still live at home with my mom and my boyfriend, so I'm fine. But in the future, in 10 years, 15 years, the same thing wouldn't be true, because hopefully I would have children that depend on me, and so I'd be less flexible, less free to make that decision. I'm not saying I wouldn't make the same decision, but I'm saying there's a lot more thought that goes into it. So each individual is different, is what I'm saying. Each situation is different. Each choice, each decision is different. And you don't need to have a set rule book for each thing, because you will change and things will change. But the one thing that will always be true and is always good advice is to do the scary thing if you can. Make calculated decisions, take calculated risks, and to trust your intuition, trust yourself that you'll be okay no matter what happens. And to get to know yourself, to know what you should do in any situation, to make intentional decisions. Take care, guys. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.